Blog Talk Radio.
Well, welcome to Pastor Kenneth Morgan's radio show. This is the day that the Lord has made, for we shall rejoice and be glad in it. And I'm glad because God has woke us up this morning and he started us on this glorious day. And I'd like to greet you in the name that is above every name, Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. And I pray that you're doing real good today. And it doesn't matter what you're going through. Remember these words. God is in control over every situation when we allow God to fix it for you.
Hey y'all, 1, 2, 3, get up, we got victory. No weapon they throw at me, you know it won't prosper now.
Yeah, just got laid off.
Doing good.
House they need to pay it off.
I'm doing good.
Should be afraid, but
I'm feeling good.
All the time you say,
God is good.
Come on.
Down, down, down. Don't forget he's in control. Walls are falling down, down, down.
They call it down.
Get ready for the new Jericho. You're waiting on God. He's waiting on you.
So what you gonna do?
Hey, yo, 1, 2, 3. Get up, we got this. No weapon may throw at me.
It won't.
You know it won't prosper now.
God, this is crazy.
Hey, 1, 2, 3. Get up, we got victory. No weapon may throw at me. You know it won't prosper now. Storm's raging.
I'm doing good.
You see the world changing.
I'm doing good.
I know it's not easy. Life can't defeat me.
God is good.
God is good.
Thank you.
1-2-3 victory, because you know what? The battle is the Lord's and it's not yours. See, when you give God what you're going through and let him fight the battle, let me tell you, God always come on top. It doesn't matter what's going on in your life. It doesn't matter how hard the situation is. You get to give that problem, that situation, and remember, you get to give it to God and remember that the battle is not yours, but it is the Lord's. And I love the scripture when it tells us, if you hold your peace, and that's Jesus talking, God is talking, I will fight your battles. Whatever the problem, whatever the situation is, give it to God and let God fix it for you. I often tell people that God has the power, or God's power of his word is so powerful, it has a powerful effect that can change your whole situation. It can change the problem. It can change what you're going through that you seem like you just can't come out of. The word has the power. It has a powerful effect that can change your circumstances. But this is what you got to do. You hear me say this many times. You have to open up your heart and invite God into the situation, because when you invite God into the situation, when God comes on the scene, miracles happen. And not only does miracles happen, but if God ever tell you something according to his word, which is found in Numbers 23:19, that the Bible says, God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he may repent, for have he said it, will he not do it? Let me tell you something. When God says something, you can take it to the bank. And God says, come unto me, all ye that labor and of a heavy laden, and I will give you rest. And I'm pretty sure when you've been going through so much stuff, you feel that you need some rest. I'm tired of going through this thing. And anything that you're tired of, you need some rest. Hey, glory. And God offered the rest to you. This is what he says to you. If you want the rest, you got to come unto me. You that have been holding this burden of financial problems, marriage problems, psychological problems, marriage, boyfriend, girlfriend, whatever problem is. It doesn't matter what it is, but he's still saying, if you just give me that burden, that load that you've been carrying, I will give you rest. Is there anybody listening to me this afternoon that would say, Pastor Kenneth Morgan, I want rest because I've been going through so much stuff, and it seemed like if it ain't one thing, it's another, and it seemed like I'm not coming out of this thing. Well, just remember the words I said. The battle is not yours, but it is the Lord's. And if you hold your peace, the Lord will fight your battles. That's your word of encouragement. Don't forget now, I'll be back a little later on to preach the message, our inspirational message. And remember that you can hear us every day. That's Monday through Friday. That's 12 noon. Now, of course, tomorrow we won't be on, but Friday, Jonah and Friday at 12 noon. Then Saturday at 10 a.m. in the morning. And you can always go back and listen to our radio show that was pre-recorded. So for you that were not able to hear it, you can go back and listen to it. And I pray that what we say on Pastor Kenneth Morgan's radio show, I pray that the Spirit of the Living God would rest upon you and bring change to you, because I know that God can fix your problem. And I want to encourage you, when you at your lowest and you don't know what to do, remember these words. God has the answer to heal your deepest hurts. Let me just add that Pastor Kenneth Morgan's prayer line is always open for you. Thank God for those who have been listening to Pastor Kenneth Morgan radio show. Many have already called the prayer line. This prayer line is the helpline. It's a prayer line that care about you. We are here to minister to you. As the Bible says, if two of you would agree on earth as touching anything they should ask, he said that he would do it for them. I believe with all my heart that when we come together, my faith in your faith, because the scripture did say, when you pray, believe that you shall receive them and you will have them. You got to believe that God going to do it for you. I can't just be the one to pray. You got to be the one that when you say amen, you know that God going to move for you. Because the Bible says, without faith, it is impossible to please God. That he that come to God must believe that he is, and he is a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. And I want to encourage you. You can call Pastor Kenneth Morgan's prayer line. The telephone number when we get off our show is 803-317-4457. Let me remind you also, this Sunday we will be on our other radio show right here in South Carolina on Old School 1029. That's 1:30. Old School 1029. That's at 1:30 p.m. on this Sunday. You can go to cborangebird.com. That's cborangebird.com. Go to Old School 1029 and then click on Listen Live, and you will hear me at 1:30 in the afternoon ministering to those that are hurting. All our programs in which we talk on our shows is to help people, to encourage people that when you don't know what to do, when all else fails, look to Jesus, because he is the one that has the answer to heal your deepest hurts. And I just want to tell you that Jesus loves you. And I know when you're going through some time and don't feel like nobody's with you, and it doesn't feel like nobody care about you. But I want to encourage you that Jesus cares about you. And yours truly, Pastor Kenneth Morgan, right here on Pastor Kenneth Morgan's radio show, care about you. We care about you. We didn't care about you, we wouldn't be on this radio station. We've been on this on Blob Talk Radio in 2015. And I thank God for every one of you that have been tuning into this show, Pastor Kenneth Morgan Radio Show. And I pray God's blessings upon you and your family. And I pray when you leave this radio show, this is my prayer. And let me just tell you our mission here also. But my prayer is when you come on to listen to Pastor Kenneth Morgan Radio Show, that your life will never be the same again. That the anointing, the yoke destroying, the burden removing power of God will rest upon you. It doesn't matter where you listening to me right now. God's presence will rest upon you and bring change to your circumstances, to your problem, to your life. I pray that if you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, that when you listen to Pastor Kenneth Morgan Radio Show, that you come to know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Because he does want to have a relationship with you. You know, the Bible says, behold, I stand at the door and knock. Where is he knocking at your heart? You ever heard this saying, maybe God is trying to tell you something? I never forget when we did our cruise. And I want to encourage you, we do cruises. We go on cruises and we have 5 a.m. in the morning prayer. We have events that we do, and we went on that cruise, and in the chapel we prayed. We I teached a little bit, preached a little bit, prayed for the people on the cruise ship. I had the privilege of working on that ship once, a couple times. And thank God that when I was on that ship, one gentleman that worked on the ship, every time I turn around, I would run into him. And I said these words to him, maybe God is trying to tell you something. Well, God was trying to tell him something. And one day he heard me. Matter of fact, I invited him. I said, I know you'd be working, but at 5 a.m. in the morning, 5 o'clock in the morning, somebody says, Jesus up 5 in the morning. I said, the Bible says he got up early in the morning and prayed before the sun came up. Well, I told that gentleman that worked on the Norwegian cruise line, I never forget, your Norwegian Pearl, one of my favorite ships, Norwegian Pearl. And I told that gentleman, I said, I'd like to invite you. Well, one day he did come. And in that chapel, we was praying, I was ministering the word, and I happened to say, I'm believing God for divine favor on this ship. I pray that God will save people on this ship. And I pray that one day God will give me this ship. Well, long and behold, when I went about 2 days before I was getting ready to leave, or one day before I get ready to leave, this gentleman comes into the restaurant. He just met me. He said, I got a gift for you. He came with, later on, I didn't open it up till I got home. And when I opened it up, it had the Norwegian cruise line model of the ship. And he was in agreement in what I was saying. One day, God going to bless me to take over the ship. Take over the ship and do what? Win souls for Jesus. Win all the souls I can right on the water. Hey, glory. We had people that God gave us favor with. And I think I was the first person that ever ran for a whole week. Matter of fact, I know I was the only person that ran for 7 days on the Norwegian Cruise Line Chapel. Every day at 5 o'clock in the morning, we prayed every single day and ministered the word of God. God gave us divine favor and people was blessed. Well, later on, we will be having our cruise again. And I'd like to invite you to come on and go with us one day. Come on and go with us. We believe in God to take the whole, to charter the whole ship. We're going to have gospel worship. And we're going to have some good gospel singing and some good fun where people can laugh and have clean fun. And I'll be telling you a little bit about that later on. But I want to tell you that the mission of this radio show is to take the gospel of the kingdom around the world, regardless of where it's at, in and out of the United States. And I want to thank God that there are many people that have been listening to us out of the United States. Thank you for listening to Pastor Kenneth Morgan Radio Show. It is our desire to take this gospel around the world and to encourage those that do not know the Lord Jesus Christ to come to know him. Also, our mission is for those that are going through to show them that the only one that can bring you out of the situation and do it well is Jesus and Jesus alone. Is there anything too hard for God? There ain't nothing. And I believe that as we come on every day, lives will be changed. You know, my desire also as our mission is you that do know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. It is our mission on this radio station, not only for those that do not know the Lord Jesus Christ and those that are going through, but for those that are saved that God will give you a closer relationship with him. And I often tell people a real relationship. See, some people get a relationship with God, but there are some that get a real relationship. You ever seen people that have a relationship with a woman and you look at them and say, how in the world can they be in a relationship? You know why people say that? Because when you look at some of the things they do and how they act towards one another, towards each other, you wonder, what kind of relationship is that? See, that ain't a real relationship. It's a relationship, but it ain't a real one. A real relationship is when you fall in love with the individual, that you're willing to do what it takes, amen, and be faithful to him, not just on Sunday morning, but on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, you serving him and living holy, a sanctified life that is dedicated for the service of the Lord. And not only that, but you're faithful to God, dedicated to God, that you spend time in God's presence. You spend time in the Word and going beyond the point of the blessing. That's our mission. That if you're saved, to teach you how to go beyond the point of the blessing. You know, we don't want to stop there. You know, people come to church, you know what I mean, and say, oh, we had a good time. Let me tell you something. God don't just want you to have a good time. He wants you to go beyond the good time. The Bible says, eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, neither have it entered into the hearts of men the things God have in store for you. Did you not know God has more in store? But you get to go beyond the blessed, the point of the blessing. Don't get blessed and stay there. Hey, glory. Go beyond it. Reach for more. Seek to excel in God. Get more hungrier and thirstier for God until even when you hear the word, you're still hungry, you're still thirsty, and you're longing for God. As that deer panteth for the water, so my soul panteth after thee. Glory to God. Well, I was trying not to go into my inspirational message, but I wanted to just encourage you that today that you go beyond. You might not be going through nothing. You might be saved. But, you know, just because you're saved, you get to go beyond where you're at. Reach for more. Don't be satisfied. God has more for you. That's my encouragement word for you this afternoon. And I pray that every one of you that's listening to me, Pastor Kenneth Morgan Radio Show, this word would go down into your heart. That at nighttime, it would get down in your sleep. And all you wake up crying Jesus and go to sleep crying Jesus. What I'm going to be crying for, crying, Lord, give me more of you. I'm hungry for you. I'm thirsty for you. I want more. Don't get satisfied. How far do you want to go? That's a question to you. How far do you want to go? You want to go part of the way, some of the way, or all the way? If you're in agreement with me, I want to go all the way. Maybe I need to open up this line here and see how many people want to go all the way. Well, my telephone number right here on this radio show is 516-666-9901. 516-666-3699-29-01. Call me at the station. Amen. How far you want to go? You want to go part of the way, some of the way, or all the way? I'm going all the way. I want more Jesus. And let me tell you something. You know, sometimes people, you know, some preachers get like that. You know, they see God bless them with 200, 300, 400 people and they get satisfied. Somebody get 10,000, they satisfied. Let me tell you something, there's more people out there than 10,000. Don't never get satisfied. Oh, God, get all that God has for you. Reach for more, God. I pray that as I talk, you get more hungry for God. If you're hungry for God, amen. Give me a call right here on the station, 516-666-9901.
He's still has a plan for me. It's working for me.
Thank you. a favor. This is my season to reap what I have sown. This is my season for grace, for favor. But I sure been faithful. See, God's got a purpose, yes, and I know He's able. I've got to see in the ground that He's blessing, no more stressing. I've got to see in the ground. Now I'm knowing. And it's showing my feet for grace, for favor. It only works when we all do it. To do what?
To reap what I have sown.
Come on, you say.
Yes, it is working for whatever's going on. God is working. You know, I like that song that says, when we're trying to figure it out, God already worked it out. And, you know, I liked the last part that says, doesn't matter how it looks. You know, that's why, you know, God says to us, don't look to the bigness of your needs. but look to the bigness of your God. As long as you keep your eyes on your circumstances, your circumstances will cause you to be defeated. Keep your eyes on the bigness of your God and His ability. You know, He promised to take us step by step, but not once, but each step will be a miracle. And God is working. It's working. This is your season. That's why the Bible says, be not weary in well-doing, for in due season. And the scripture call it due season, because in that due season is some harvest time in the due season. That if you don't get weary, don't get frustrated, don't throw in the towel, be not weary and well doing, for in due season you shall reap if you don't faint. You're going to gather up the harvest of whatever God is going to give you. But you got to remember these words. You can't look at the circumstances. You can't look at how it looks. I know it's hard. But when you get your eyes on the bigness of your God and His ability, He always come through for us. See, faith always produced His harvest. And if you heard me on this radio show, you heard me say that faith is the title deed to the blessing. Let me say it one more time. Faith is the title deed to the blessing. Well, what is the title deed, Pastor Morgan? It is the legal right of the possession of that which has been documented and sealed as a binding contract. Deed has been written in the word. God made a covenant with His people. Even He told Abraham, He said, because of your obedience, all nations of the earth shall be blessed. I will bless those that bless you and curse those that will curse you. In John chapter 10, verse 10, the Bible says, a thief cometh not but to steal, kill, and destroy. He's talking about the devil. But Jesus gives His purpose in that same verse. I come that you may have life, and that you may have it more abundantly, more than enough, overflowing. It is God's will for you to be in good health, even as your soul prosper. It is God's will for you to prosper financially. The Bible says in the scripture, tells us that the Lord takes pleasure. It pleases Him to give prosperity to His people. Now, sometimes people, when they are blessed with prosperity, they think it's all for themselves. I don't believe that. I don't believe God just blesses you just for you to profile in your new car and your new house. I believe God bless us to be a blessing, to show others that the same God that blessed me, if you follow what He tells you, you can have what He want to give you. I don't like to say God can give you the same thing, because it may not be God's will for you to have what I have. But I promise you one thing, whatever God bless you with, you will be happy. And just like that man and your woman. Somebody say, God, I want that man. He might not be the one for you. I don't care how much you want him. I don't care how much you want him. You know, sometimes our desires try to override what God's trying to give us. And it doesn't matter if you have kids or not. You know, if you ain't married, some people was married and had kids, and people feel, well, I want to marry the mother of my children. I want to marry the father of my children. Well, it might not be God's will for you to marry him. It might not be God's will for you to marry her. But the key to it is knowing what God's will is for your life. How you going to know what God's will for your life is when you spend time in God's presence. When you spend time on your knees praying and talking to God. That relationship that you have with God begin to get stronger. And then you got stay in the Word of God. For in the Word, they used to sing a song, in the Word of God, I have a hiding place. It's in the Word. Thy Word has been settled in the heavens. David said, I've hid the Word in me that I might not sin against him. You have to put the Word in you. And then sometimes you're going to have to turn your plate down. You know, some of us want to eat all the time. But such sacrifice, God is well pleased. Sometimes you get to sacrifice. Scripture says some things come by fasting and praying. And as you continue to do those things that God has directed you and leading you to do, he will speak to you and he'll show you his will. Lord, and I pray this is your prayer, Lord, show me the will for my life. It's not hard to find out the will of God. You know, sometimes he don't reveal it to us at that moment we ask. But sometimes God speaks in other ways. You don't always get to, you know, sometimes it's the problems that he speaks in. Sometimes it's the situation that he's talking, but you ain't listening. Open your eyes as a servant. The prophet Elijah said, Lord, open my servant eyes that he may see. And I pray the same thing as you listen to me. Open your eyes that you may see God's will for your life. What is God's will for my life? Cry out to God and ask him. But I'm going to tell you right now, ain't always what you want. God's will ain't always our will. That's why you got to line up with God's will. And when you line up with God's will, as the scripture said, let thy kingdom come, thy will be done. Meaning, God, whatever your will for my life is, I will follow. And now let me tell you, it's a price to be paid when you say that. You know, it's easy to open up your mouth and say stuff like that. But when you make up your mind that you're willing to go all the way, not part of the way, some of the way, half of the way. But when you're willing to go all the way, when you really want to know what God's will is for your life, what is God's purpose for me? You seek the face of God until he does you. Don't deviate. Sometimes God trying to teach us how to wait on him. That's why we pray and you didn't get no answer, because sometimes he's trying to teach you how to wait on God. Sometimes we want things in a hurry. We don't want to wait on God. You know, when we pray, we want it to happen just like that. You know what I mean? But sometimes God telling us to wait, it's not your time. You can't handle it right now. You think you can handle it. I've learned this. You can be praying for something that you ain't even ready for. You think you're ready, but God knows you ain't ready. No. Learn how to wait on God. Wait patiently upon the Lord. Wait on the Lord and be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart. But you got to ask God, open your eyes that you may see his will. Help me to accept your will. And when you accept God's will, you know what you're doing? You're surrendering your own will and letting God's will be done. I don't want to do what I want to do, Lord. Let your will be done in my life as it is in heaven, so in the earth. Let your will be done in my finances, in my home, on your job, in your finances, in your decisions and what you're trying to make. Lord, let your kingdom come. Your will be done. This is a word for somebody. I wasn't even going to go that way, but I just felt led. Somebody is listening to me right now. God is trying to tell you something. You've been asking God for the answer. This is your answer. Wait on the Lord and be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thy heart. Now, there are some things we already know what God's will is. You say, what do you mean? It's God's will for you to prosper. Is that God's will? Yes. It's God's will that you be blessed coming in and going out, according to Deuteronomy chapter 28. The Bible says, I'll bless your coming in and your going out. I'll make you the head and not the tail, the above and not the beneath. It's God's will for you to be healed. I don't have to pray, Lord, if it's your will that you heal me. It is God's will. Isaiah 53 and 5. He was wounded for thy transgression, bruised for thy iniquity. Chastisement of his peace was upon us, upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. It's God's will for you to be healed of cancer. It's God's will for you to be healed of all incurable diseases. It's God's will for you to be healed. God's will is for you to be delivered. Anything that binds you and holds you in captivity, it is God's will for you to be free. Whom the Son sets free is free indeed. Glory to God. It is God's will for you to be set free. That mind, in your mind, that you get turmoil in your mind, you depress. It's God's will for you to be delivered from depression. It's God's will for you to be delivered from stress. And Pastor Kenneth Morgan's prayer line is going to be open to pray for you. The telephone number, Pastor Kenneth Morgan's prayer line, this show is over at 803-317-4457, 803-317-4457. Thank God for those that are already called, already. And we're here because we care about you. And it's our desire that if you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, God want to have a relationship with you. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man come, if any man open up, he said, I will come in and sup with you. I'm going to have fellowship with you. God want to have fellowship with you. He want to have relationship with you. He don't want you just going to church and don't know him. You can go to church for 50 years, 10 years, 5 years, 3 years and still don't know him. You know of him. It's easy to get it twisted. You know, somebody goes to church and say, oh, I know God. Well, it's just like somebody saying, you know, do you know the president of the United States? Yeah, I know him. No, you don't. You know of him. You know, it's easy to get it twisted. When you hear about somebody over and over again, you think you know him. In order to know a person, you got to have a relationship with them. They get to know you and you get to know them. God already know you, but you don't know him. Hey, glory. He want to get to know you. He wants you to get to know him. He already know you. How do I get to know God? Well, that's why he said, if you seek me with your whole heart, then will you find me. See, he wants you to be hungry and thirsty enough to want to seek after to know him. Oh, that I may know him, the Apostle Paul says, in the fellowship of his suffering, be made conformable unto his death. God's will for you is to have relationship, not to be baptized in water. Thank God for being baptized in water. There's nothing wrong with being baptized in water. But do you have a relationship with Jesus when you went down in that water? You know, some people go down a dry devil and come up a wet one. Not trying to offend nobody. But baptism is good. Thank God they sprinkle you with water. Do you have a relationship with Jesus Christ? You know how you know you have a relationship with Jesus? According to John chapter 3, verse 3, except a man is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Revelations 20 and 15 says, and whosoever name was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire, and this is the second death. Well, I don't believe in all that. Well, let me tell you something. There's a whole lot of things in this world you don't believe. You haven't seen it, but you believe it. And there are things that God says to us that you have to be born again of the Spirit and of water. See, God tells us that in the book of Acts, second chapter, and 38 verse, Peter said, repent, turn away from sin, turn towards him. It doesn't matter what you've done. God will forgive you. All he want to do is have relationship with you. He don't want to just come to his house. You know, when you go visit somebody's house, a friend house, you don't live there. You're just going to visit. You don't have rights like those that live in the house. But when you start living in the house, you get plenty of rights. And listen to the scripture. In the book of St. John, chapter 1, verse 12, to them that received him, those that have relationship, those that received him, he gave the power to become the sons of God. They received him. And when they received him, he changed their lives. and cause them to become children of the living God. God want to have a relationship with you. Romans 10:9-10 says, if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thy heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. If you should die right now, I'm talking to you that's listening to me, that don't have a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. If Jesus should come back now, and I hate to say it like this, but if you drop dead right now, if you should die right now, where will you spend eternity? Do you know if you go back with him, if he came right now, or if you died right now, where will you go, heaven or hell? Well, I don't know where I'm going. Well, the Bible says, except a man is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Well, I'm not sure. Well, if you ain't sure, you need to know. Give your life to the Lord Jesus Christ. Have a real relationship with him. Now, if you desire to have a real relationship with him, I want you to repeat this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, repeat it after me. Lord Jesus, I come to you, and I'm asking you, first of all, to forgive me for my sin that I have committed. God, and suck with you. I want to have a relationship with you. I believe that Jesus died on the cross. Repeat it. I believe that Jesus Christ died on the cross. He shed his blood and rose the third day to have that I may have a relationship with him. I now give you my life. Your will be done. If you repeat that prayer, it's just a beginning, but it's a start. You need to learn more about the book that I can send to you to help you along your way. To tell you what comes next after that repeating that you did. Now, if you repeated that prayer, and if you want to have a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, you give me a call right here at Pastor Kenneth Morgan's Prayer Line, 803-317-4457. I'm standing by to pray for you and to take your, get your address. I will send you a book to help you in knowing what next. I want to pray for you. Father, in Jesus' name, every person that want to have a relationship with you, God, I bind the works of the devil, and I bind every spirit that will come up against them to keep them from having a real relationship with you. God, I pray as I pray, let the anointing of the Holy Spirit rest upon them in Jesus' name. Fill them with the Holy Ghost. And God, I pray that not only you would fill them with the Holy Ghost, but fill them with Holy Ghost and with fire. And I pray, Father, in Jesus' name, that you touch and minister to them. And God, every person that's listening to me that's going through something and they don't know who to turn to, let them know, Lord, that when all else fails, they can look to you. God, that you have the answer to everything they're going through. God, touch them and minister to them. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen and amen.
I know that all things are working for my good, yeah, he's intentional, never failing, all things are working
for my good,
cause he's intentional, hey, and he's never failing, all things are working for my good.
Intentional.
All things are working for my good. Yes, they are. Yeah. I know that all things are working. failing. Sing that out, say
all things are working for my good.
Yeah.
Yes, Jesus will. Whatever you need him to do, he is willing. And not only is he willing, but he is able to fix your problem and your situation. And Jesus will open doors that no man can open and shut doors that no man can close. All you got to do is look to him. You know, I love the scripture in Psalms 121 that says, I lift up my eyes towards the hills from which cometh my help. For my help comes from the Lord, which made the heavens and the earth. And what I love so much about that scripture, it says where my help comes from. See, Jesus will fix it for you. But you got to know where your help comes from. My help comes from the Lord, David said, which made the heavens and the earth. And one thing about it, if he can make the heavens and the earth, you know good and well he can fix your problem. There ain't nothing too hard for my God to do. And I thank God for all that he has said in his word to encourage you today. I pray that what we have said here on this radio show has been a blessing to you. That's my prayer. I really be honest with you. That is my prayer. I don't want you just coming and hear a sermon or hear good teaching or hear good music. No, I want you that when you leave this radio show that you say to me, my God, I'm glad I came on that radio show. I feel so much better. I am encouraged to go on even more. Well, my time is almost up here, but I want to play this song. And I love this song because it speaks about there is a king in you. You know, sometimes people that are and does have a relationship with God, sometimes they don't know who they are. I often tell people, never try to be like nobody else. Be like Jesus. Everybody trying to be this person, that person, be the one that God called you to be, and that's yourself. God is not dependent upon what you don't possess, but what he can make out of you. That's what he want to do. He want to make something out of you. It has nothing to do with what you possess, but what he can make out of you. That's a blessing in itself to know that he ain't looking at that. So remember that there is a king in you, that when you having low self-esteem about yourself and about the things of God, remember, as Darrell Lawrence saying, there is a king in you.
Let the kings worship the Lord. Let me hear your words of worship. Let me hear your words of worship. Come on, y'all, talk to him. Come.
You come from
glory,
your
feet. It's an aristocratic. Listen, the goal of the enemy. From knowing who you are. But I came to tell you that there's power when you speak. So be mindful of the words you release. See, I know that life has challenged you, but the king in me came to speak to the king in you. You were born to rule, and I came to tell you. Let the kings worship him today. Let the kings worship him. Come on, y'all, let's say it one more time. I know that life has thrown you some curves, but the king in me, the ruler in me came to speak to the ruler in you. You were born to rule, and you need to know that there is a king in you. What has happened? The head has become the tail. The lender has become the borrower. What has happened to you? We speak to you today. Is there no king in you? You cry out like a woman in travail. Is there no king living in you? My inner king, and I came to help you find your inner king. You were born to rule, and you need to know that there is a king. I know that some of you have been molested. I know that some of you have been struggling. I know that some of you have been talked about. I know that some of you have got lower self-esteem, but I came to tell you that there is a king in you. I know that some of you are struggling with addictions. I know that some of you are struggling with financial issues. I know that some of you don't feel like you're smart. You don't feel like you look good. You don't feel like you got what it takes. But I came to tell you that there's a king in you. I know you don't feel well. I know you don't think you look the part. I know that you don't think you got the skills. But I came to tell you that there is a king in you. And if there's a king in you, I want you to stand up and let me know you're out there. Where are the kings tonight? Where are the kings? Forget about what you've been through. You are a king. Hey, let the king rejoice. Let the king rejoice. You are successful. The king is living in you. The word is in you. Praise him because
there is a king.
You will make it. You are forever a lender, never a borrower. You are forever above, never beneath. You are forever the head, never the tail.
A king is in you.
Let the past go. Look toward the future. The best is still yet to come for you. There is a king in you. Let the ruler rule. I know you've been through. I know you've been through. But there is a king. Embrace your king. And
there is a king.
Hey, hey. Just one more time, y'all. Embrace your king, everybody. Over here. Embrace your king. Embrace your. There is a. Over here, embrace your king. Embrace your king. Out there, embrace your king. There is a king. There is a king.
There is a
life has made you feel bad about yourself. I know that some of the things you've been through has made you feel bad about yourself. But you need to know that there is a ruler in you. There is what has happened. The enemy has tricked you and made you feel like that you are beneath. He's tricked you and made you feel like that you are a borrower and never will be a lender. But Donald Lawrence came to tell you that there is a king in you. There is a king in you. There is a king in you. I can't stress it enough. There is a king living in you. Rule, ruler, rule. Speak, king, speak. Stand, king, stand. Take control, king, take control. Rule, rule, rule. You have dominion. There's a king living.
There is a king in you. Remember those words. You got to know who you are in God. Well, my time is up here, and I want to thank God for every one of you that have been tuning in to Pastor Kenneth Morgan Radio Show. Until Friday, I'll be here Friday at 12 noon, and I pray that you would join me. May God bless you, and I want to go out on this song. And sometimes you have to be grateful. You know why? It's because things might not be going the way you wanted to go. But being grateful means a whole lot. Until Friday, may God bless you. Have a great day.
I want y'all to help us do it. Lift your hands in this atmosphere and say, I am grateful.
I am grateful for the things
that you have done. Look at them and tell them, yes, I'm grateful.
I'm grateful for
the victory that we've won. Tell them I could go on and on.
About your works.
Because I'm grateful.
Praise you, Lord.
Lift your hands and say, flowing from my heart.
Flowing from